people ask me who I am, my typical response consists usually of my name, race, and my birthday. These three things are the basic core identities that are, for the most part, will stay with me for the rest of my life. I was born a first-generation Asian American, I am Catholic, and I was raised in a middle-class family and was lucky enough to live in a house. I was forced to attend church every weekend, and even when I didn't want to as a kid. I had always been told to be an exceptional student or else I wouldn't make it in life. Lastly, my parents were very traditional and had conservative beliefs about social and political ideologies. Family came first, school was a close second, and the rest was up to us to decide. Many of these values that I grew up with, I would identify as my identity, while others changed throughout my years of living. For example, both mine and my parents' views on my education. Being a first-generation Asian American came with a lot of societal and parental expectations of myself and who I was going to be. Both of my parents came to the United States the way many Vietnamese and immigrants had came. At a young age, my parents had gone through the struggles of emigrating to a whole new country, had to learn a whole different language, and somehow still managed to put themselves into college. I had no excuse of failure growing up. My dad had done well in college in that he had a job in which allowed my mom to be a stay-at-home mom, and my mom was always there whenever I needed anything because she was at home. I was never put in daycare, and I was never hungry. I had one job, and it was to be a student. Not becoming at least what my dad had became with the structure that I was blessed to have was more than just disappointing, but also an embarrassment. Unfortunately, I soon figured out that I could not live up to the expectations that were set in place for me to achieve. I had fairly strict parents in the beginning of my academic journey. All A's were expected from me, starting from late elementary to middle of my high school year. However, I found myself to never being able to consistently achieve what my parents wanted me to achieve. One semester, I would get all A's, then the next semester, I wouldn't. Being unable to make my parents happy made me unhappy with myself. It made me feel as if I was a failure in their eyes, and it made me feel as if failure had been rooted into my identity. As time, until college applications dwindled, so did my grades. Unlike the beginning, when anything but all A's were unacceptable, they now just wanted me not to fail. As my grades started to decrease, so did the expectations of my parents. Although it might sound like a bad thing, I felt it was something that was pivotal in shaping who I am as a person. Through time, I began to realize that maybe they didn't lose hope in me, but instead became more understanding of who I was. Unlike before, my parents were open to any school I wanted to go to and support any job profession that I wanted to. They wanted me to be happy and to do something with my life that would achieve that. Even though changes took place with my identity, for example, the deeply conservative views that my parents had unintentionally tried to pass on to me, my parents rooted many values and morals that are still with me today. It taught me the importance of family, school, and traditions. I am still a practicing Catholic without my parents' constant force of having to go, and I try to go home whenever I can to see them. My parents had believed that only doing well in school would be efficient in achieving a happy life. Their ideology, fortunately, changed throughout time. Their expectations changed, and with that, who I thought I was changed to. I was so focused on one aspect of my identity that when I failed to achieve what I thought I needed, failure became my identity. My parents' eventual support, even when I wasn't the best of students, created a realization about my identity. It made me realize that it was okay to not meet societal expectations. It was okay not to identify with the identities that my parents had wanted me to conform to, and it was also okay to identify with the identities that I wanted to identify as, and it was also okay to not know completely what my identity is. I'm just starting to figure out my identity, and I chose to come to UCSC as a means to do so. I've been lucky enough to be able to be dependent on my parents all this time, and going to UCSC allowed me to be more independent for once. Without the influences of my parents, I can finally make decisions on my own and see where that takes me. I was born into a set of identities shaped mostly by my parents and by the environment alongside with me. However, being a perfect student was not the identity I identified with, and I learned that it was okay. Who I am is constantly changing, and even though I still have some of the core identities that will never change, a part of who I am today can be different tomorrow.